Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We cut to Chris Harrison. He's at this like big spectacular location. This
yeah,
is, like,
really nice.
Giant hotel, like huge estates, like
outrageously large, like where they hold conventions, like superdome sized hotel,
huge. And he's like, you know, we're meeting our new bachelor for the very first time. He wasn't on Bachelorette, he wasn't on Bachelor in Paradise, but we just knew that when you know, you know. And when we met Matt, we knew that we had to make him the bachelor.
Oh, is that so? Oh, it wasn't a black man dying on camera for 8 minutes?
Right. And weeks of pressure from all of Bachelor Nation.
From all
and
sides.
Everybody on Instagram coming for your necks.
It wasn't that change.org petition?
Right. Oh, no, not that? Okay. Okay, cool.
I can't.
So he said they received record number of submissions, never in history if they have that much like interest in this man. And then we get Matt James's package, because we know Matt James. We've been in this world and we know Tyler C and all that, but a lot of Bachelor Nation has no idea who this man is. A lot of older Bachelor Nation who's not on Instagram, who don't follow Tyler C, they have no idea who Matt James is.
Even not the younger ones who, like, they just absorb so much information that they forgot who he was after, like, the quarantine crew disbanded. They were like, wait, who is this guy?
Who is this again? So he gets a whole package, you know, him, you know, jogging shirtless. He's taking his promo shots. I know you're not into him. I think this man is gorgeous.
Okay, good.
His body is insane. He looks like he has a football player body. Like a
Yes, he does. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a tall one that runs a lot. I don't know the positions.
A tall one that runs a lot.
Not like a small, what are, like cornerbacks? They're supposed to be like small and quick. Not one of those small ones, but like a tall one.
Like a running back.
Catch. Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Great body, great smile. He's from North Carolina. He apparently is a commercial real estate broker, which I did not know, in
allegedly.
New York City. Not a clue. He also, you know, mentions that he works with kids in the inner city. Which we know he has a nonprofit where he takes kids out to like restaurants and teaches them like food, health, and
wellness, fitness. All around.
Yeah, apparently 50% of the kids he works with are homeless. So this is like a huge experience for them to get to go to a restaurant or anything. So that was really cool.
Yeah, this was really, really nice to see. I really like this part of the package. It was nice.
We see him flying over Pennsylvania. We see him driving some like nice white G-Wagon.
He's Did you see his soft hairs like blowing in the wind? They were like
his little wisps.
You saw them? You saw his wisps? They're so cute.
Wisps girl,
they were cute.
In the wind.
His little 3A curls, like
exactly.
Cute.
He is. They got him staying at this like swanky MTV Cribs looking ass house.
Really nice.
Very nice. But yeah, he's talking about how he grew up with his mom, his older brother. His dad is black. His mom is white. He didn't see it as like out of normal because that's just like his family. But his parents split up before he, I think, said before he could remember. So I guess
really little.
He was really young. And I'm glad that they mention, I mean, we already know he's biracial. We've seen the Good Morning America with his mom and everything like that.
Yeah.
It was nice to see his dad. And
I thought it was nice too.
Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know that he might not even have a relationship with his dad, or might be like,
that's the thing. There's a little bit of erasure going on here. What's the relationship with the dad? If you're not speaking to the dad and you have never spoken to the dad, his mom and you and him separated many, many moons ago. We can't bring this up. Did the dad have some sort of NDA signed? What is happening here with the complete erasure of the black parent?
Yeah. But it sounds like the dad was not in his life.
In his life. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Because he was talking very like, my mom was a single parent raising me and my brother.
Like, straight up, yeah. Yeah. But it was still nice just to see, like, the family.
Yeah.
Family, whole family.
Yeah, and, like, but where he comes from, both sides.
Yes, where he comes from, mm-hmm. exactly. But, yeah, he's talking about how he grew up in a Christian household, single mm-hmm. family home. His mom, you know, raised the two boys. We see pictures of him with his mom. We see Matt mm-hmm. with dreads back
yes.
in the day.
Yes, Matt with a fro. Matt with some nice dusty straight backs. Like, classic. Classic.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he said growing up in a single parent home, we see him talking about how he missed out on what it means to be in a good relationship mm-hmm. Because he grew up with just his mom. So he didn't really get to see that image. And,
yeah.
You know, just struggle. He's, you know, always struggled with being vulnerable, this, mm-hmm. that, and third. So mm-hmm. we see him, his mom, they sit and chat. His mom got that 80s blush.
Listen here. His mom looked like she was the bachelorette, okay? His mom had a full face of MAC on and some leather uh-huh. leggings and an express zebra top. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My girl was out here like, this is my time on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I love
the blush, though. My mom does that. She does
Why
blush going upwards.
Do they do that? Why?
That was the look in the 80s
that
or 70s
was the look
or whatever.
Literally 30 years ago. Literally. So much has evolved. Could you imagine if we got on TV 20 years from now with like euphoria crystals on our eyes?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
It's because they think that is timeless. Because it's almost like with us, like cat
yes.
eyes. Like
yeah.
liquid eyeliner with the cat eyes. I think that's timeless. I think we'll be wearing that forever.
I think that's timeless too. Yeah.
That to us is timeless. The blush to the earlobes, that to them is timeless. So,
but that was specifically in the 80s. The cat eye has been around since the 20s.
Yeah. Or since fucking Cleopatra.
Since Cleopatra. That's true. Yeah, BC.
You want to be
yeah.
real.
Yeah. Oh my God. So
anyways,
funny.
He's sitting with his mom. She asks him straight up, like, when was the last time you've been vulnerable?
Yes. Interesting question. Do you think mm-hmm. that your mother would ask your brother this question?
The last time he's been vulnerable. I mean, maybe if he was about to go on a show where he's gonna have to spill his whole ass.
I think so too. Because at first I was like, what kind mm-hmm. of conversation is this? And then I realized, like, this actually might happen. This might be a little bit mm-hmm. realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. They're on TV. Mm-hmm. She's probably seen the show. He's about to
yeah.
spill a lot
yep.
about their family and shit
yeah.
that he's probably never
Business.
Really talked about
yeah.
to many people, better yet, on camera.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, when's the last time you've been vulnerable? And he's like, well, it's been a while. So clearly vulnerability is not his strong point.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he's ready. He, you know, 2020, if anything, has proven that you can't really plan life. You have to make
right.
whatever you can of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, him and the mom think they're ready. The process can work.
Yep.
He said he did a lot of thinking during quarantine. You know, he wants somebody who can, like, be his – someone he can tackle life with,
mm-hmm.
resilient, strong. You know, we're learning a little bit about what he's looking for in
yeah,
a woman.
Yeah,
we still don't know
yeah.
much. It's still very, mm-hmm. like, surface level, just mm-hmm. adjectives, resilient, strong. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we then get to meet the ladies.
The ladies.
The ladies. Who arrive at, I don't know what this place is called, Numacullen or something? Numacullen?
I don't know. Feel like it was maybe Native American named, maybe. Hopefully.
I don't know
not
what
sure
the hell they
though.
Were saying.
Me either. Me
I don't even know
either,
how to
but
spell
it looks
it.
Nice. Looks nice.
It looks very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we get to meet a lot of the ladies. They're in their hotel rooms. They're in quarantine. Mm-hmm. This place, let me just say, Claire and Tasia got the ill set up.
Oh,
because
my God.
Motel 6.
Yeah.
Compared to this big, lavish, like, rolling estate upon estate upon resorts that they got these girls staying at.
Yes. This is a resort. Yo,
this is a resort. I don't know what the La Quinta was, but that was not it.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.